is representing 7 couples in North Dakota and also couples in South Dakota who are taking action against the ban on same-sex marriage in our states. And Joshua, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Now I see how come I can't get your picture up when I go to Google. I was looking for some Scott. Now I got you. There you are. Good to have you.
Future alter ego.
How long have you been involved in this particular battle that is representing these same-sex couples who would like to be wed?
In North Dakota, we filed the suit on June 6th. So, a few weeks before that, I got involved and been working very hard ever since.
Mm-hmm. 7 couples in North Dakota. How many in South Dakota?
There are 6 couples in the South Dakota suit.
Your reaction in hearing yesterday that the Supreme Court had decided to decline arguments in this session?
Well, I wasn't all that surprised. I think it was certainly a unique move, an interesting move. It's a huge controversy in the country right now. People adamantly disagree, or vehemently disagree, I should say, over their positions on this. I think our position is quite clear. We believe that marriage equality is not only the right thing to do pursuant to the Constitution, but also morally, and we also think it's inevitable. I mean, this is the way the country has headed throughout its history, as we realize over time that sometimes we're not treating certain groups of people equally, and that's where this country is headed with regards to GLBT individuals as well.
See, we had to do it with women. We had to do it with people of color. And even in North Dakota, people can be refused service or services because of their sexual proclivities or their sexual leanings. What impact does the Supreme Court's decision yesterday have on your clients in North Dakota and South Dakota?
Well, I think what it did is, by declining to take action on the 10th, 7th, and 4th Circuit cases, the Supreme Court said those opinions are going to stand. And they were very, very strong opinions in favor of marriage equality. The subsequent Court of Appeals cases that are going to come out here in the next few months, that'll really decide whether the Supreme Court acts in a way that'll affect our case here in North Dakota. If there is a circuit split, meaning if some court of appeals decides to uphold a marriage ban, then I think you'll see the Supreme Court get involved, and then certainly it would affect our case in the North Dakota in the short term. However, if everyone stays in the almost unanimous voice that has been going so far, which is to say that marriage equality is the law of the land and basically every court that's ruled on this issue, then the Supreme Court probably won't get involved, and I think we'll continue to progress through the courts, starting we're at the district court level right now, and then the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals would be next.
Are your clients in limbo at this point?
Yeah, it's really, that's one of the things that made yesterday bittersweet for same-sex couples in North Dakota and beyond. If you're a same-sex couple right now, and you're a child of a same-sex couple, and you live in a state, one of the 20 states now that won't have marriage equality, because 30 states effectively after yesterday will now recognize same-sex marriage. But if you're in one of those 20 that don't, you're half in marriage, half out. You've got one foot in, one foot out, sort of, because your state doesn't recognize you. And so even though the federal government does, you run into major issues. I mean, for example, we've got a couple in Fargo that just had, they're about to have a baby, their third child, 35, 36 weeks pregnant, contracts meningitis. If there are serious complications with the health of the mother giving birth or with the baby, that could really present serious issues for that couple if they end up having the child in North Dakota instead of across the line in Minnesota. And so until this is resolved, these couples will continue to face challenges like this on a daily basis, which is really unfortunate.
This could be a long, old road before all 50 states would recognize it, couldn't it be?
It could be, but I don't think it will. I think I'm pretty strong in my opinion. I think we'll have marriage equality in North Dakota within a year. of today, and I think we'll have it in all 50 states within a year and a half of today.
I think that was a surprising statement for most people listening. I mean, a great one, but surprising. Were you surprised that the Supreme Court is sort of leaving this on the backs of the lower courts?
No, I think the Supreme Court, if it does have to, if it is required to review this, we know basically how it's going to rule after yesterday's.
They're going to support the lower courts and find that, you know, right, same-sex marriage is on equal footing with traditional right marriage, if we
exactly
want to use that phrase.
Exactly. So until there's an actual conflict, the Supreme Court is trying to just stay out so that they, you know, you hear charges all the time. I think the Attorney General has made it, I think, you know, the governor has made the same charge as well, that these are activist judges, which is hilarious considering they're one of the most vetted. They are some of the most vetted people in our country, but that they essentially are taking over, and that's not very fair. So, in order to avoid those charges, I think they're letting the lower courts do their job, and they'll only step in if they go the wrong way.
We want to thank you very much for joining us. This is Josh Neuville, a Twin Cities attorney representing 7 couples in North Dakota and South Dakota couples who are trying to get married. And I hope they can keep it together until that year and a half, you say it could very well be done nationwide. Wouldn't that be something? Thank you very much, Josh. We appreciate your time.